Greetings, dear friends. Greetings in the precious and worthy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The prophet Isaiah said many, many years ago, chapter 5 and verse 20, woe unto them, notice that, woe unto them who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. The prophet said, woe unto them. If you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a few questions. And if you don't mind, again, answer them out loud, if you will. To be sure, I can't hear you, but if you don't mind, just careful consideration of these questions. Some will seem academic, but bear with me. First, is it wrong to commit murder? And I can hear many of you saying, certainly, sure. But secondly, do you consider rape a sin? What about other forms of immorality? Suppose your home was burglarized. Would you consider this an injustice? What about lying? Is that evil? Incest. Child molesting. Are they sinful? One more question. What about homosexuality? Do you classify that as a sin? Again, I want to quote from Isaiah. The prophet said, and I emphasize, woe unto them who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Beloved, today we are living in those perilous times when evil men are calling good evil, and those same evil men are calling evil good. Now, I'm making specific reference to the diabolical attack that's being made on the home and the family, especially as it relates to the subject of homosexuality. Mind you, I'd much rather be preaching on the love of God, the grace of God. I'd rather be telling you about the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanses from all sin. But in order to be faithful to God and to His Word, we must preach and teach the whole counsel of God. And long before God gave the law to Moses on the tablets of stone, long before God became man through the incarnation of the virgin birth, long before the Lord Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, God had already established the home back in the Garden of Eden. He had already established the family. And because the family is precious to the heart of God the Father, it's precious to all of us who know and love the Lord Jesus. And to attack the family is to make an attack upon our God. And today, we are hearing men tell us that homosexuality is normal. It's another lifestyle. Evil men are calling evil good and good evil. It actually grieves me to have to mention this subject. Yet again, I say to be honest and to give honest attention to the Word of God, we must deal with it in the light of what God says. Now, let's back up for just a moment to Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. And we read there, male and female made he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. And verse 31 says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Please note, in the beginning, God made them male and female, not male and male, not female and female, not male for male or female for female. Genesis chapter 2, there's more light set up on this subject. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should dwell alone. I will make him a helpmeet, a help that is suitable for him. And God made him a woman and brought her unto man. Well, our time is gone. We just got started. But in tomorrow's broadcast, we will continue on this subject of evil men calling good evil and evil good. If you'd care to write or call, we have a script on this whole subject, and we'll be glad to make it to you. Come by and visit us at the Gospel Chapel. And meanwhile, if we can be of any help, call us. And may the Lord richly bless you today for His name's sake. Amen.